Within the past 2 weeks, have you felt powerless, like circumstances were beyond your control? My health insurance company just asked me a similar question on an enrollment questionnaire for a wellness program. All I wanted was free access to a fitness app, and suddenly I'm bombarded with a series of mental health questions. Now, most answers came easily, but this one gave me pause. I read it again. Within the past 2 weeks, have you felt powerless, like circumstances were beyond your control? How would you answer? Would you check a box that said not at all, 1 or 2 days, several days, or most days? The Bible says that believers have access to the same power that God exerted when he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, that is more than enough power to never feel powerless. But how do we access that resurrection power of God when circumstances in our personal lives are beyond our ability to control? Well, it starts with believing and speaking this truth: God's matchless power is for me. That promise is tucked into Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and we're about to discover how believers in Jesus can avoid feeling powerless regardless of our own limitations. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. Please subscribe and click the bell for notifications. I every week read a little bit of scripture, pull a declaration out of that scripture that I invite you to believe and speak with me to empower your tongue with truth. So today I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 21 from the New International Version. I pray that you may know God's incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. For anyone feeling powerless, there's a whole lot of hope packed into those verses. But first, we have got to know, not just head know, but heart know, God's incomparably great power for us. Now, the declaration that I pulled from the verses that I just read out of Ephesians will help us remember this promise: God's matchless power is for me. Will you say that with me right now? God's matchless power is for me. Oh, what a good word that is when you're feeling powerless. God's incomparably great power is matchless, which means that no one, no matter how powerful they are, can match the power of God, not even close. And if that power is at work in us who believe in Jesus, then that means that no matter how limited our resources, our influence or strength, no matter, we have access to God's incomparably great power. So, how do we access that power when we're facing a formidable foe, when we're feeling powerless or like circumstances are just beyond our ability to control them? Well, for one, align your will with God's will. Joshua did that when he encountered the commander of the Lord's armies outside the walls of Jericho. He aligned his will with God's will. Now, the story in Joshua chapter 5 puzzled me for the longest time because when Joshua asked whether the heavenly being with a sword drawn was for him or for his enemies, the answer was neither. Wait, the commander of the Lord's armies wasn't aligned with Joshua? Wasn't God on the side of the Israelites? I mean, hadn't he proved that at the Red Sea? So why did the commander of the Lord's armies, again with a drawn sword, answer neither when Joshua asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" Well, like I said, that puzzled me for a long time. But then I heard a Bible teacher that I admire named Dutch Sheets, and he pointed out that the issue wasn't the answer. The issue was the question. Rather than asking God, "Whose side are you on?" we need to be asking, "Who is on God's side?" The Battle of Jericho was decided the moment Joshua fell face down and listened for God to reveal his winning strategy. Now, if you know the story of how the walls of Jericho came tumbling down, then you know Joshua carried out a very unusual battle strategy. I mean, march around the city silently for 7 days, and then on the seventh day, march 7 times and give a shout. How is that going to work? But it did. Joshua demonstrates that if we submit to God and obey his commands, no matter how counterintuitive they may seem, then we will triumph over our foes. God has never lost a battle, and he never will. If you want to access God's power when you're feeling powerless, then align your will with God's will. When circumstances are beyond your ability to control, it doesn't mean you will end up losing if you don't get things under control. Which leads me to the second point I want to make. If you're on God's side, you are on the winning side. The Bible says that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we don't see. We may not feel like we're on the winning side, but if you're on God's side, you are guaranteed. It's just that victory doesn't always look like what we think it should look like. It helps to remember a saying that I've clung to for many years. Everything will turn out all right in the end. If everything is not all right, it's not the end. Jesus conquered the grave and then sat down at God's right hand in heaven. His kingdom is not of this world, but that doesn't mean he isn't sovereign over what goes on in this world. The power and the dominion in the unseen realm know that Jesus is far above all rule and authority. And so if you're feeling powerless, believe and speak this truth from Ephesians: God's matchless power is for me. If you're on God's side, then don't be concerned with feeling powerless. The Bible says that the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. One version of Zephaniah 3:17, it's a memory verse that I just love. It says that he is a mighty warrior who saves. Just look at what he did for Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. My friend, if you are on God's side, you are on the winning side. And at just the right time, God will come through for you in miraculous ways. Sometimes it seems to be at the last minute. I know I call him my 11th hour God. Just make sure that you align your will with God's will, and that you trust that everything will turn out all right in the end. I have to be honest, on that health insurance questionnaire, I checked the box that said, "Within the past 2 weeks, I've felt powerless at least 1 or 2 days." But I remembered the promise that I shared with you today. God's matchless power is for me. No matter how powerless we may feel, We serve the King of Kings, who is far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and his power is for those of us who believe. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the promise that you've given to those of us who believe, that the same power that you exerted when you raised Christ from the dead lives in us. Father, your indwelling spirit, your spirit of life and truth lives in us. And so, Father, there's absolutely no situation we face. I think of the story of when that prophet helped his servant to see. They were surrounded on all sides by armies on horseback coming against them. But that promise that those who are with us are greater than those who are against us was brought to light when he opened the eyes of his servants and he could see the chariots of fire, the angels all around. Lord, obviously we don't have that opportunity to see. And so we walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that we have the power that you promised to us through your Holy Spirit, power to overcome all of the enemy's schemes. And Father, power to walk in victory, even if it doesn't look like what we think it should look like, Lord. Because sometimes your plan is just so hard to figure out that blessings are often shielded and disguised even in things that don't look good. And yet, Lord, you use them. You use them not only to move us toward your purpose for us in life, but always to bring you glory and give us hope. And so, Father, thank you that we never have to feel powerless, never, ever, ever, because of what you've given us through your Spirit and because of your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always forget to ask you a little earlier on if you would like this video, if you hung with me till the end, would you please give it a thumbs up? It means so much to me. And be sure to share this video because your tongue has power. Use it for good.